Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Zedliners. This is Ryder and Addie with your 8am news. In local news, University of Queensland researchers have developed a blood test that can detect pregnancy complications as early as 11 weeks. The nanoflower sensor has over 90% accuracy in identifying risks like gestational diabetes, preterm birth, and high blood pressure, conditions that usually go undetected until later in pregnancy. Professor Carlo Salamongallo from UQ's Centre for Clinical Research says early detection is key and that most pregnancy complications aren't identified until the second or third trimester, which can be too late for effective intervention, and that this technology allows women to seek medical care much earlier. The researchers hope the technology will soon be widely available, with clinical trials involving 2,000 women now in the works. In national news, recent findings show that union membership has increased by 12.5% since 2022, the largest increase in union membership since the ABS began collecting this data. While union membership grows broadly across the workforce, the biggest increases were seen in the trade workers and technicians, as well as community and personal service workers. It was mostly young people leading the surge in union membership, with membership growth increasing by 55% in the 15 to 24 demographic and 22% in the 25 to 34 cohort.
In international news, American President Donald Trump has promised to punish Europe with a 25% tariff on cars, drugs, and semiconductors in the wake of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron reportedly left his meeting with Trump confident, saying, "I hope I convinced him." On its part, European Union officials have pledged to impose immediate retaliatory tariffs on American exports if he's promised Trump tariffs go ahead. Trump has so far reneged on his promises of immediate tariffs on Mexico and Canada, with the implementation date for those tariffs being pushed back to April. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.